Welcome once again to another episode of the only show where fashion and beauty and technology collide. The Skinny on Beauty, the Straight Story, and the Real Skinny with your skinny host here, Cheryl Holly.
Hey, thanks, Cheryl. Paul. Thanks for the compliment. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of The Skinny on Beauty. Today, we're going to be covering how to cover your live events online, whether that be posting, sharing, shooting live video like we're doing today on four different platforms, or influencer marketing. I have three fabulous guests with me here today. Together, they are a dynamic team when it comes to covering live events. Kathy Marino, my main guest here with OC Fashion Week, who's either tweeting or Instagramming away. And then we also have Kimberly with Amazing Lash Studios, and Rad, if you could see him. So while Kathy is doing her own Instagram Live, I'm going to give a quick bio on her. She's the executive producer of OC Fashion Week, the Runway Fashion Week, and the founder of OC Fashion Council Advisory Board. OC Fashion Week covers luxury market of Orange County to the rest of the world to advocate for fashion tourism, runway designers, and executive retail businesses through various platforms, including their live coverage on Fashionista Now Boarding, a cable television show, which I had the honor of being on. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. So excited to be here, Cheryl.
So your background in event production, Kathy, is quite impressive. So therefore, in 2010, when you were approached to reconstruct the core production for OC Fashion Week, I'm sure nobody was surprised. So if you could share with us the inside story of how that went and what inspired you to produce the show.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was really, well, it caught me by surprise because at the time I had a really, really long name. And you know, I was just basically doing a lot of public relations and emergency events. People would call me and I would work covert operations to flip and reconstruct different events. And yeah, it just became my niche to do it under 6 weeks or less. I have no idea why. It wow. might have something to do with me working in television because prior to that, I was an analyst for the Register. And then before that, working for the Ducks and the Angels, building broadcast logs in television. And, you know, when I was in San Diego, I was a research analyst. And so I had gotten used to that adrenaline mm-hmm. before social media came about, mm-hmm. right? So now we're kind of in this new landscape where everybody's media,
yes,
right? So you know, at the time I was looking at success models, who was succeeding in media. And when the market crashed, you know, it was, you know, Huffington Post at the time that was thriving. And because mm-hmm. they were user-generated content, and that user-generated content was done through fulfillment of these Pied Pipers, these people that were leaders and innovators in their creative craft.
Right.
And so learning from that, I was just like, I was asked to do a Harper's Bazaar event, and I was so flattered.
Very cool.
Oh, it was very cool. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And so,
right.
And you know, but there was a catch. They said, well, you know, actually you have to use a different logo at this time because, you know, this is going to be for editorial, so it's not really advertorial. And so I said, well, okay, then I'll change my company name. And it became Hot OC. And it wasn't to promote me as a Hot OC traveler. It was promote the fashionable traveler of Orange County. Now, during that time, I was also asked to do an event for the for an opera festival mm-hmm. and asked to do the market research for the city to present a festival. And when I did, that's when I was looking at consumer expenditures because, you know, that was my craft before, you know.
Right.
I'm not one to go and sell just off the fly by the seat of my pants. I got to know the facts. What are we all about? And lo and behold, 2006 numbers, consumer expenditures, Applied Geographic Solutions, never forget, Scarborough, yes, I use market research data,
nice,
showed $56 billion in consumer spend in retail. I had to do a double take. I was like, what? No way.
Wow.
Because I was looking at travel. We spend $2.1 billion in travel.
For Hot OC, right?
Not for Hot OC, for Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Our metropolitan piece of the Los Angeles pie, which we're considered a sliver of, but independently considered a county versus like a PMSA is what they call it, metropolitan area. Basically, and sorry to get so technical, but, you know, this was kind of a defining moment because it was almost serendipitous. Yeah. I had just got in with Aston Martin at the time and I was working designing their racing tour, and it was so exciting to work with North America Aston Martin. And we had built our incentive agency as a loyalty program, and that was designed to help create customer appreciation and help for return business and retention and new business. So a lot of our event strategies were catered to this. Fast forward a whole year later, a whole year later, these guys come up to me, and it's the Elephant Man Foundation, the original founders of OC Fashion, that published it in California Apparel News back in 2005. And they go, Kathy, we need help. We need to get sponsors. And I was like, oh, no. Let me hold off. I got this good thing going, And to make a long story short, 3 years later, here I am, the producer and owner. We ended up finding a great way to reconstruct the show, but it took a lot of help from some wonderful people that we met along the way.
And quick plug, give us, when is it coming up? And give us the details of OC.
The details. Where is it? When is it? Up. So September 5th through the 8th is when it's coming. We have in different venue locations. We could go over some of those details of that very, very soon, because some of them are a surprise.
Right.
But and we've got a brand new website coming up. But we've got folks like Rod Gunn, too. So, I met him through
Rod's on the show here today. Instagram, you can't see him. Maybe he can. There you go.
Yes. And we've got Kimberly Huang with the Regional Director for Amazing Lash Studios.
And Kimberly's here too, yes.
For the topic, and for the sake of the topic, in promoting live events. One of the beauty, or the skinny on beauty here for us, is that when we bring on a sponsor at OC Fashion Week, it becomes a branded experience. And every moment from that point on becomes their ability to communicate their brand to constituents that might be a prospective customer, might be a new partner or franchise owner, to any facet. They start to communicate, and they become part of our common language. We like to say, if fashion is a language, style is what we speak.
Right. So you actually put the events together with Rod and Kimberly.
Rod is, he's on our advisory board, and he
the Fashion Council advisory board.
Yes, and he also runs his own business as a luxury interior designer.
Right.
And he has his own agency. But what's really beautiful is that he's also introduced us to, say, someone like Ziana Wellness. Mm-hmm. Now, his style.
Other sponsors. Right. Yes.
And his stylescape is his ability to reconstruct beauty in a whole new way that gives people the living environment space that for everyone to enjoy. So bringing his eye, it also brings us, a competitive edge as far as how we select our venues, who we bring on board, because he as guests himself, and it keeps to our a loyalty to this particular luxury market, because Orange County, the way in which we like to present us is that we are what makes us separate from, say, Los Angeles or any other county for that matter, is that we have a luxury
market. The luxury market.
So we communicate in that in all facets. And so each time when we have an event, we have a different, just we're kind of built a little like a TV guide. So all our audiences are different daily. And we do that on purpose because our category of clothing are different. And when our category of clothing are different, that caters to a different audience. And that particular sponsor might want to be on day two, but might not want to be on day four.
Right.
So we have that. We do that on purpose. So if you go to Fashion Week every single day, you'll find a totally different venue, a totally different audience, and a totally different theme.
I mean, it takes a lot of people to put on an event. And I'm sure all the sponsors collaborate together and like, okay, so what's the new trending thing in social media? How are we going to promote this? What are we going to do? I know that Amazing Lash Studios uses influencer marketing a lot.
A lot.
Yes.
A lot. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and we will talk about that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into all the tips and everything that we have for you for covering your live events. Thank you.
All right, we're back with this bevy of beauty here talking about Orange County Fashion Week. And Rod, too.
So, Kimberly, if you want to tell us a little bit about, what your favorite tips are for influencer marketing and how to find influencers.
Influencers, one thing that is extremely important is to make sure that they're local. Because if you're trying to use an influencer that's not in your area, it is not going to hit your demographic. you also want to make sure that that influencer is trendy. It understands your brand. So, for example, when we worked with OC Fashion Week, mm-hmm. all of the influencers that we used were models of OC Fashion Week. And these girls, not only were they beautiful, but they were current to what we were looking for. And they were very diverse, too. So we looked at girls who were multi-ethnic, they had different interests. Some were very sporty, some were more casual, some were more very office-driven in terms of their style. And what is really important is that we connected them and made them our lash ambassadors. So, in that sense, we not only put lashes on them, but we had them do live stories. We had them record their entire experience through Amazing Lash so that anyone at home could watch and look through their Facebook and social media and experience it at home too. And that inspires them to come in. And on top of that, then they take before and after photos. So when you're doing live events, it's really just important to represent your brand in the right manner and what is current and trendy. But not only that, you want real people. You know, you want people who you can relate to. And that is really important. And not only that, we follow the journey throughout OC Fashion Week. So we don't just drop them. Our lash ambassadors, we keep them forever. And we connect them to the brand, and so they feel connected and they want to come back. And we inspire women to inspire more women, and that's the trend that we want to set. It's a huge domino effect that's really, really, really motivating.
Now, do you have to have like a healthy budget in order to work with influencers, or how does that work for you guys?
It really depends. So for what we did with our lash ambassadors, we actually didn't even really spend that much money. What we offer them is a lot of times to have free lashes. They come in once a month, discounts on products. We offer their friends and families. Mm-hmm. And in return, what they do for us is, you know, they post about us. A lot of them are bloggers, so they would blog about mm-hmm. their experience. Mm-hmm. We also do referral programs as well, so they can bring in additional friends and family. It's really great on and flexible. So we do the same thing with the Charger Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the San Diego, now LA Charger Girls. Yep. We do the same thing. So you can honestly do it with any brand, any service, any product. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really cost that much. There just has to be some similarity in, okay, what do you want and how can we make it work?
Right. And so I'm hearing a lot of, you know, working with them, building that relationship, right?
Yes.
To build the brand awareness, the brand equity. But it's all about building that relationship with the influencer to where, you know, you feel comfortable, they feel comfortable, and everybody's, it's a win-win situation.
Exactly.
That's actually so key for a lot of models too, because when they do fashion shoots, sometimes like their whole gas tank, you know, back and forth to LA could be like $70.
Right.
And that's the cost where they're willing to forego, you know, because they can't afford to get the lashes. So kind of it also works as a great luxury amenity for models, because that little enhancement goes a long, long way. Mm-hmm. And I like to call it like endless.
Oh, lashes complete your look.
They do.
Any female who knows.
I'm dying that I love mine.
Yes. I mean,
I'm addicted.
You can't live without your mascara or your strip lashes. But then once you have lash extensions, I guarantee you, ladies, it will change your life.
It's
so convenient.
Yeah, I have to say.
You wake up and you're ready to go.
Ready to go. Mm-hmm.
So, Rod, what would you say are some very important things that you should mention during covering a live event?
Let me just start by saying it's really amazing to be in this room mm-hmm. right now because there's a lot, and Paul, but
I'm amazed you let me be in the room.
Hashtag man in the curtain.
Isn't that true? Yeah. But you know, prior to interior design, I have an undergraduate in economics and a master's degree. I burnt out at the age of 20 doing a master's degree in marketing at the Drucker Center.
Wow.
So the thing about what you guys were sharing, what you ladies were sharing is so important. And I think a lot of people make so many mistakes when it comes to influencers and social media presence. And no, I have a it's a personal page, not my company page. There is no such thing as personal. Everything is exposed. Everybody is a celebrity of some sort or the other on the internet. If you're spending anything more than 10 minutes on the internet a week, you are watched. People are curious what you do, and so there has to be a strategy behind all of it. And it, like was shared, the target market, the quantifiable, you know, conversion, how do you basically make it a win-win for everybody? Mm-hmm. So I think that applies across all industries. Mm-hmm. I think in this particular case with fashion, I mean, I had this very similar experience relevant to getting involved in this, is I was asked to be a brand ambassador for Dave Wells for Bespoke. And it works for me because I am very much on the scene as far as social media. Some people actually, including my sister, asked me if I would give anybody else a chance to post because I was basically blowing up her feed, right?
Yeah, he's an influencer.
But the thing about it is it has to be strategic. It has to be applicable to your brand. It has to be, you know, it's not. It cannot be fake. That's the other thing, too, is a lot of people put on the persona, but if it's not really you, then it's not going to be authentic. Mm. If you're doing it just for the show and then not following up like you shared, you know, where you keep them forever, because that is part of the interest in the story, right? And everybody's bringing in their own voice to your brand or your product. Your brand product, for example, at Starbucks is the cup that you're drinking your coffee in, and it has a brand logo on it. But the environment in which you are experiencing that product is your branded space. If people
Very
focus only on the product and not the environment or the stage upon which you perform your business, you are going to be in a situation where the only competitive edge down the road will be your price point competition. You are not offering anything.
Such good advice.
You're not really offering anything that is environmental. And these days, if you don't believe me, look at how many stores and retail stores that are basically successful 6 months ago are actually now for lease signs on them. It's a placemaking, it's an environment making, it's an experience based, whether it's retail or services or products, even a even a payroll accountant, even somebody doing your taxes. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, it is a branded space.
Well, especially with the launch of social media and the evolution, I should actually say, of social media, because everything is being covered live now. Everybody is marketable, right? Like you were saying,
everybody is media.
Absolutely.
And so everyone is sharing their environment, their life, and taking you inside of that. And so if you have a brandable space, people are going to want to share stories on Instagram and Facebook do live videos.
It also provides you with a competitive edge because at the end of the day, you're spending top dollar for that real estate. So if your environment does not have a sustainable business model through the environment build-up, the placemaking, then you're looking at an environment that you're going to have to redo more often, which takes away resources from the focus on payroll, merchandise, inventory, etc. So if you actually establish your identity and brand, whether it's a combination of different things delivered in a different way that reflects directly to the authenticity of you, then you have an environment that's going to have a 5 to 7 year shelf life, which means you can focus all your resources on making money.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because my very first year with OC Fashionwood was originally they were promoting it as one entire week. And the dilemma at that time was that they had very little budget and very little resources to buy ad buys to promote it. Mm-hmm. So because my background was in television, all I knew how to do was to sell day parts. Every single night became a brand. Mm-hmm. There was Sugar Rush, you know, 18 to 30, 34 plus, bikinis, babes, eye candy, hot tech, menswear, you know, 25 to 54 plus, different consumer expenditure. It's at William Lane Air Museum. And, you know, suddenly single market, late 40s, House of Style, you know, Glass Catwalk, Add-on Key, Dawson Cole Fine Art. It was, you know, couture, charity event, 25 to 54 plus, largely affluent. So everything became a chess piece. And we had to make it so dynamic and so different that we wanted it. One, it had to be Instagrammable. It had to be photographable. So a lot of it has been you finding your individuality.
Right.
And your voice.
Yeah, right. And then sharing that with the world.
Right. So when covering that live event, you know, I'm hearing a lot of, like, make sure that you do that plug, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure you have the plug. Make sure you're telling the information. Hey, we're here at OC Fashion Week, wherever it's going to be this next year, right, in September. And then making sure that you're actually inviting that user into your experience. You know, what is going on? What's the branding? What's the lifestyle at the event? What's happening?
Right? Exactly. That's mostly it. And, you know, early on, what we had done that kind of one of our earlier challenges as well back in, you know, 2012-13 was bringing a TV station all the way from LA. Would they come down? And I remember having a conversation with CBS and they were giving me their sales rep. They're like, well, you're going to have to get an ad buy for this. And we're like, $20,000, what? And just by some really great luck, we were approached by an affiliate of MTV and we were given 13 episodes to run. And at the time it was like, CBS and, you know, and do we get this anchor, like, wait, how many followers does she have? And we looked and we're like, oh, wait, our cosmetics sponsor has more followers. Mm-hmm. We're like, holy cow, exactly. Let's make her the anchor. And so all of a sudden, our little fashionista now boarding, which began as a fashion tour excursion, then became a blogging forum, then ultimately became the name of our fashion travel TV mm-hmm. show. So now what we do is
Through OC Fashion Week. OC Fashion Week produces Fashionista Now Boarding,
uh-huh.
and that is where you do a lot of coverage around the world on fashion in that town, right?
Yeah, so Fashionista Now Boarding has a segment called Behind the Seams. That show segment highlights everything behind the runways of OC Fashion Week, interviewing
right.
fashion designers, and Fashionista Now Boarding highlights all our sponsors involved,
right.
and that reaches about 16 million households every Thursday
okay.
night on Channel 63 KBEH. So
okay.
we've been very fortunate. We don't take that for granted because we know that some people, if they're not watching cable, we also make it available on their mobile phones, in which now we have got about a 66% open rate.
Ooh,
so that
really?
That ability to have both a digital facet and the traditional media facet.
It's the same with social media,
right.
too. People don't even realize that when you're doing Instagram posts, and I say this to anyone with a brand who is a brand ambassador, if you are putting in a lot of text content,
mm-hmm.
people are just going to scroll through.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to look at that.
No,
it has to be relevant. It has to be eye-catching. It has to be memorable.
Right.
So if you're going to type an entire paragraph and then add two more paragraphs of hashtags, forget it.
Yeah. You know, that's such
Amen.
A good point to make. I see a lot of people that started into the blogging side of things very early on when blogging was covered wagon days,
yeah.
and they would put on these just runoff page upon page upon page of you know, research and whatever, and they get very impassioned about their topic, but then now they're trying to get social media-driven content, and they're doing exactly the same thing they were doing before.
Yeah,
I will say
older.
Users on Facebook actually do like a little bit more copy than people on Instagram. So I think it, mm-hmm. keeping it relevant to the platform
sure,
is
exactly.
really key.
Very good point.
Yeah. So,
and that's a good point, Sharon. You've talked about this a lot. The platforms all don't function the same
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
No,
have
they
different
don't.
Purposes.
And so it's so funny when I get new clients or I'm working with a brand, they're like, okay, well, I just want you to consult me on this and I can do it on every channel. And I'm mm-hmm. like, well, that doesn't really
it's not
work
really.
That
yeah.
way. You
yeah.
know, I'm happy
true.
To consult you, but every channel doesn't work the same way. And your
right.
followers are rarely going to be crossed over unless you do some really good messaging and branding.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cheryl, I got a question for you
sure.
relevant to that, okay? So it's not only that they operate differently, but also the time and when you post and should is different as well per channel, right?
Yes.
And then what is the deal with people that, is there actually a correlation? I have this theory about, is there a correlation between people that if you post two things, one on Facebook and one on Instagram, the same people that you have as friends will respond to one or the other depending on the actual device brand that they have? I have seen friends of mine that are basically on Apple
uh-huh.
that never respond to anything on my Facebook, but then they respond to the exact same thing instantaneously on Instagram. And then ones on Samsung that don't do it on Instagram, but they respond on Facebook.
So they're device
funny?
Specific. They're device
oh, yeah.
specific.
I mean, I'm just asking that question because it drives me nuts.
I know. That's hilarious, actually.
Actually, it doesn't have to do with the device. It has to do with where you post it first. So, for example, if you are posting a story or anything on Instagram and then you share it to Facebook, there's
right.
going to be a delay time.
Oh.
And same vice versa from Facebook to Instagram.
Yep.
So
that's
they're
going
to look at whatever pops up first on their feed.
I'll mm-hmm. lead up some of yep. my strategies. I'll lead up for the show, right?
Yeah.
I might do, you know, the day before,
mm.
you know, and do some crowdfunding the day before and sourcing. And then during the actual live show, I'll check in at OC Talk Radio an hour before the show. I'm posting the press. Hey, tune in, you know, and then I'm tweeting when it's going on usually. But today,
too much going on. Yeah, right.
No, Instagram took over today, so you
right.
guys got my phone.
right.
But so that urgency, because people want the instantaneous, they want the right
mm-hmm.
now, so
right.
they want to know what's going on right now. That's why live video is trending,
yeah.
right?
The
well,
second.
Even marketing agencies are having to switch, like myself,
mm-hmm.
the services that we offer, because now it's all about video marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot
mm-hmm.
of marketing agencies, if they've been around as long as I have, they don't have video marketing. So guess what? I'm learning, and
yeah.
thank God my undergrad is in video marketing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it's so funny because it's film really school. Because of that transparency.
Yeah.
People want that real. They don't want something that is overly prepared.
Yes.
Oh, like, and that, even yeah. like, you know, in our shows, we don't prepare.
Yes.
We, say that again. I have so many people want to come in and they want to make these shows perfect. And I said, then they're perfectly boring. Make it real. Make
yeah,
it
so
genuine.
If predictable, then it yeah. becomes kind of like they automatically shut down. I mean, we've basically created a difficult audience is what's happening.
That's demanding.
Because it's a immediate self-gratification. In the moment they get a response, they could buy on the fly, they could shop on the fly, they can, you know, selfie on the fly.
Yeah, and actually, you made me think of something. So going back to what Rob was saying is about, you know, having that authenticity. If you're not authentic in what you're doing, mm-hmm. then that's going to come across on everything, and your messaging is going to be all yep. over the place. And so if you have followers that count on you to be a certain way, but that's not really, you know, what the strategy is for what you're trying to do, or that's not really you,
correct.
Then they're not going to be interested on your live video feed or what you're doing, because you've gained a completely different audience to what you're trying to do.
Yep.
So, exactly. So making sure that you have that strategy in line before you even start. Well, and it goes back to how Kathy started with the OC Fashion Week. I mean, it was just meant to be, you know, that was exactly mm-hmm. what was supposed to happen for Hot OC, which is actually, let's spell it and give the URL.
Yes, HAUTEOC is our incentive agency, but OC Fashion Week is our main brand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can visit us online at OCFashionWeek.com and save the date September 5th through the 8th, because we are very excited to introduce all new, brand new fashion designers.
All you got to do is go to AmazingLashStudio.com. There's all the national studios there, including Orange County. You just click on the location that you'd like to visit to, and there's a little section where you put in your information. We are actually giving a special to all the listeners of OC Talk Radio.
Love
so
it.
All you got to do is just let them know. Kimberly referred us from OC Talk Radio, and every individual studio will give you $25 off on your very first introductory Ooh. Lash visit. So that's all you have to
the inter- the interior design company, it's rodgantus.com.
Spell
it's RAADGHANTOUS.com. And again, you know, the stage upon which you perform your business, very important, what you wear, what you say, what you look like.
You can reach me at unitesocially.org, anywhere across the board.
I love that name, Unite Socially. Isn't that what we're all trying to do, Unite Socially?
Unite Socially, yep.
Yeah.
And, of course, Skinny on Beauty. That is my personal channel and Unite Socially's podcast.
There you go.
Before we close out, Kathy, did you bring your quote?
You know, fashion is a language and style is what we speak.
Ooh.
And when you travel, anywhere you go, that style is redefined. And in the end, what we're looking for is ourselves. So we always like to say, discover the world you've been missing.
Ah,
that's it.
I love it.
Awesome. Discover
so
the world you've been missing.
And the world
cool.
you're missing is you in
right.
another place,
right.
in another land, in
right.
another time.
Thank you, everyone. You've been fabulous to have on the show.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much.
Love the show.
Yeah, loved
Thank
it.
You to all of our listeners and viewers. Until next time, stay beautiful, Orange County.
Yay.